the answer, if you like, is just to continue engaging with the word, working from what you're offered from it. That's all you can do, and that's all any of us can do. And as we do that, the Lord takes care of the rest. So what I would say, what we sort of teach in Logopraxis is not to be outcome orientated. As soon as you become outcome orientated, or you start evaluating things on that basis, you will be drawn into, a real struggle. So what it is that our responsibility is to take truths, to examine ourselves, and to respond in terms of our understanding of what's the right thing to do. That's all we're asked to do, and we trust that the Lord takes care of the rest, which he does. So that we, to become more outcome orientated means that we fall into the realm of this is what a spiritual person should look like, and that's not me. Therefore, and you fall into a trap right there, right? So what's really interesting about, so I just direct you to the opening of conjugal love. If you take that as our own process, people are let into the idea of heaven that they have, only to realize that it's not that. They run screaming from their idea in the end, because it's a projection. Really, the spiritual life is in the moment. It's not in our construct of what we think it is. The spiritual life is taking hold of truths, examining ourselves, repentance, seeking the Lord's help. But that's what the spiritual life is. And if we hang on to that, then we know what to do in the moment. We know what's required.